Wojcicki. First up, Wadi, congrats on the game winner against lacrosse. How many of those game winners have you had in your career?
That's the first one in college. I had a couple playing AAU and stuff like that, but this is the first one that's really meaningful and fun to be a part of.
And it was meaningful. Holy cow. Hey, you guys, I'm going to ask Coach Eddie about this as far as consistency is concerned. You guys, great game against Point. Stub the toe of a Platteville and come back and beat a good lacrosse squad. What's with this thing called consistency?
Consistency is a hard thing to find with a team, and with a bunch of seniors, you expect a lot of consistency, and I think we found the right button to push to find the consistency for the rest of the season.
You take the words out of my mouth when you say a bunch of seniors. I mean, I got six of you guys for 4 years, but some seniors that have come in and played a year or two and gone. What is it with you seniors? I mean, you've got to have a brotherhood.
Yeah, we do have a big brotherhood. You know, we all live close in the dorms. We all tried to be in the same dorms when we were freshmen and sophomores, and been living together since we're juniors and seniors, and you kind of create a brotherhood, which is nice.
And you're working with that bunch of seniors, that's for sure. Hey, talking about seniors, yeah, you're a senior now. Can you remember the recruiting days when you're down Verona?
Definitely. It's a lot of fun. It's a different thing in your life to get talked to by a bunch of people who want you to come play for their school, and deciding what the right fit is and what your future is going to hold. And it's just a fun dynamic of your life to move on.
How about the fit at Stout?
Stout's a great fit for me. You know, it's got a good major for me, got a good job outlook for me, and the basketball program's exactly what I wanted. You know, gym's always open, coaches always wanting you to get better, weight room and everything, so it's a good place.
You've been a starter, you've been off the bench, both ways you just do what you're asked to do, and you talk about fit. That fit as far as coming and going, Wadi.
You know, it's all about who works together well and everything like that, and as long as the W ends up at the end of the game, it really doesn't matter. I could be just fine not playing and if we're winning, so.
Now, tell me about this major. I mean, it used to be hotel and restaurant management. That used to be another color. What is hospitality and tourism? Where does that come from?
Yeah, hospitality and tourism. My parents always encouraged me as a young kid to, you know, be a talker, look people in the eyes, shake their hands when I was younger. So I kind of just got the social bug in me when I was younger. And hospitality and tourism is right up my alley with talking to people and being able to make them feel welcome. So.
I love your eyesight, kid. You're right at you all the time. But what about this golf thing? I mean, if you're hotel, restaurant management, or tourism, you're going to be playing a little golf.
I play a lot of golf. My dad's a big-time golfer, and I've been working up at Madden's up in Brainerd, Minnesota, and they let me play for free. They got 3-18s, and got in about an 18 a day up there, so I can't complain.
Listen, you talk about Madden's now. The next step is up on the Norwegian Riviera. It's called Superior National. You been up there?
I've been up there. My family's actually a bunch of Upers, too. We're from Rhinelander, Wisconsin, and all that, so we go up there a little bit.
Talk about the canyon course. Now you can't beat that, that's for sure. Hey, power to you, young man. Thanks for coming to Stout.
Appreciate it. Thank you.